Radio.
Hey, Peter. How's it going today?
Hi, John. Oh, it's going well.
Is it?
Yeah, how's yours going?
It's quite well. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And got a quick message for you, but then we'll be right back.
A message?
Motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream, we could start again.
Peter.
On behalf of the American people.
This is one of my favorite clips.
What clip is it?
It's President Obama thanking Japan's Prime Minister for karaoke, anime, and emoji.
Yes.
Singular there, I think it's sort of flub in his speech.
Emoji?
Yes, to say emoji instead
emojis?
Of emojis.
No, I think emoji is the collective noun.
Manga.
Should we look it up?
And anime. And of course, emojis.
Oh, he said
emojis. This was an error on behalf of Mashable.
I think it might be.
Jeez, guys, get it together.
I think it's the
clowns over at Mashable.
Frankly,
let's make some muckraking radio.
Frankly,
right now.
I'm gonna have to stop you there. I think it was a correction on the part of Mashable. I believe that the collective noun for emoji, multiple emoji, is emoji. Shall we look into this? You have
no.
The internet there.
So okay. Today, yes, queued up. Sorry, we had to cut out a bit early out of The Extra Environmentalist for those who are interested in hearing the remainder of that episode. It's entitled Rise and Fall. You can find the archive of Extra Environmentalist programs on CITR.ca by looking up The Extra Environmentalist, and you'll find, again, am I just repeating myself? You'll find all the archive content there. Excellent, excellent show airs every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m., with usually new content, and in this case, seeming to be about this particular episode, the rise and fall of American empire, but also the tendencies of empires in general to fall. Peter, as a Bostonian, do you have any particular feelings about that? He's building a tower, and now Peter is our digital library person here at the station. He's a sort of archivist himself. You're trained as a librarian, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building a tower right now,
yes.
Which to me seems a bit at odds with what the Extra Environmentalist is trying to say.
Oh, how do you... Please tell us more about how you feel that's at odds.
Oh, well, I just feel like the tower that you're building out of CDs in this case, the CDs which you are archiving into our station, is a sort of statement of ego and permanence. And it's like the child with his building blocks seeks to persist into a kind of eternity in the sandbox. Am I mixing metaphors there, or is that an accurate description of what's happening?
Yeah, it sounded fairly mixed.
So today's episode is about mixing metaphors, state power, empire,
towers,
building things, building blocks,
building
Lego connects.
The archive.
The archive. How do you mean? Which archive?
I mean it metonymously. Is that the word, metonymously, when you use... No, maybe it's cynic... I'm not sure what the right word is there. John, thoughts?
If you look up stepping on Legos in YouTube, you'll see a variety of videos, many with millions of views. The one I'm seeing, can you step on a Lego, Dear Ryan, over 8 million views.
What does it mean, can you step on a Lego?
Can you do it? Like, I think in the sense of endurance. Like, there's a lot of blood in these videos as well. There's a lot of blood.
I thought it was a basic question about the ability.
I'm gonna turn this video on because instead of a like display of impertinence and sort of gratuity, it's about a woman who's made an amputee prosthetic leg out of Lego bricks. So I think it's a nice bit of hopeful optimism.
Yeah, let's.
And you know, Legos have always been. Lego is actually quite a cool toy because even though it's quite expensive and priced out of range for most people, they've always been about gender equality and you know, being a tool of creativity and just this array of great things. And, and we have an array of great songs as well. After this brief video, we're going to hear some Andy Stott, who's released a new EP on Modern Love. We're going to hear a Gaika song, Gaika, UK grime artist, who has just actually started. Is he from Brooklyn?
Who?
I'm looking into this, but just released the EP Security. Excellent. Listen, that we're going to hear a Novelist instrumental that is a UK grime artist. And then we're going to hear a Burglar remix of a Kraken song, Kraken from Edmonton, electronic cyberpunky producer. Very cool stuff. And Burglar from Toronto, remix of that. And we're going to get
is
right
that the
into
six?
It. Peter, what do you think these songs are about?
These songs? They're grime, right?
Not particularly, not all of them. But I do think, well, actually, no, yeah.
They're
yeah.
electronic so what, music, right?
Yeah.
Do they even have words, most of them?
Some of them.
So.
Can you put words to electronic feeling?
It depends how programmatic you want to be.
How do you mean programmatic?
You know, it could
programmer, because I'm programmer. I certainly don't think emojis.
Certainly don't think emojis?
Yeah, I certainly don't.
I certainly don't think emojis.
Neither, no. Nope. Not
I think
all.
Emoji, collective.
The
noun.
World of emojis.
Yeah.
We think the world of emoji.
We do. I certainly do. I can only speak for myself.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have it figured out by the time the songs perspire.
Unlikely.
Perspire, expire.
They could perspire too. Depends Although, how programmatic you want to be.
Certainly nothing. Oh my God. Whoa, it's violent graphics and
what
things. I had to turn that off.
That
it
looks
was just,
horrendous.
All right, we're going to listen.
I didn't like
okay,
that
we're going to listen to some music instead. That was really quite harsh and
yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that coming at all.
Terrible.
Okay. Pierre on CITR 101.9, cue it up.
Over and over again. I do this spin the G, spin the money, repent, I'm on a mess. And without a strong economy, you can't have the strong NHS, the strong schools, the strong defence forces that our country needs.
Previously, we were listening to Gaika, Keith Richards, and Andy Stott, Selfish. We'll be right back.
something.
Your opinion is not needed.
Beak! Wing! Giblets!
That went well.
Is there just something, like, a bit xenophobic about the whole Angry Birds premise? Like, it's basically like a race war, the movie. Anyhow, we're going to listen to some messages, and then we'll be right back with some info about the songs we just heard.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Environmentally Sound Transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a fun, friendly competition between individuals, workplaces, organizations, and students. Participants take transit, rideshare, car share, walk, cycle, or work from home. By tracking commutes online, participants see their total number of CO2 emissions avoided, fuel saved, and calories burned. There's absolutely no cost to register and participate, and you can win great prizes. The event takes place June 5th to 11th, the week after Bike to Work Week. We encourage people to do both. Our goal is to encourage healthy, safe, and green communities along the coast and across BC by promoting sustainable commutes. Register now at commuterchallengebc.ca.
I think I'm put on a bit of something. This is not just my voice. The Submerge from Alexander Spence out of Vancouver, actually, from Sydney. So yeah, we just heard some songs. Bit of a loose theme, but hopefully they were pleasing, placed in tandem from A to B to C to D. And the progression there was quite nice. The last thing we heard was a Burglar remix of a Kraken song. Kraken, producer from Edmonton, and Burglar out of Toronto. And yeah, lots of interesting things happening with Kraken more so. I actually haven't heard much of Burglar, but it was a nice remix. And Kraken, it's always sort of interesting to hear this, to be frank. How should I say this? Hell with it. Let's just talk about that later. Before that, we heard Novelists Tax the MPs. Before that, we heard Geica's Keith Richards. And before that, we heard Andy Stott's Selfish. Maybe some thoughts, sophomoric as they may be, about the sort of things that jump out when you juxtapose those songs. Novelist instrumentals, of course, super interesting in the sense that grime has always been particularly politically motivated genre, and one that is conscious of the sort of like the need to attain a certain amount of skill so that you can rap over music production with such a high BPM of such intricacy that is dance, essentially, in and of itself, noise in some cases. And certainly Novelist is coming in from a genre of younger MCs who are noisier and more interested in appropriating sort of military bent to their grime. Novelist is, of course, very militant, very political. So it's interesting there, then, and it'll be exciting to hear a Novelist who's only 17 now. And of course, all of these grime artists, too, very exciting because they are so young in the culture that they're brought up in. You truly do get children of grime. So it'll be very interesting to hear him rap over that if he does soon. For that, we heard Geica's Keith Richards off the album Security. Geica, lots of interesting things there about identity, sort of responding to outside stimuli. In the case of Keith Richards, a sort of song about excess, celebrity excess, and sort of the baggage that comes with that. And you know, it's funny, popularity of music like Kanye West's Blood on the Leaves, very much about the perpetuation of old ethnic struggles, disadvantages, disenfranchisements that have bled into a kind of celebrity culture. Keith Richards as well, you know, Rolling Stones owing so much to blues music, the kind of disparity that happens there. Of course, Keith Richards, likely, if you ask him at a given earlier period, might have said, oh, I think of myself as kind of a black artist. And what does that mean, to be a black artist in rock music? Like, how can that be an affect? It's like Young Father says, some white men are black men too. But they're probably not talking in the sense that Geico would be talking about it, if I can interpret him as saying such. Andy Stott's Selfish from the album Too Many Voices. Excellent, excellent record. Lots of interplay, lots of dialogue with Andy Stott. Noise, atonality. Lots of intricacy as well. Just those, like especially in songs like this. Maybe the track Violence, I think it's called. No, not Violence. A lot of track on his last LP, Faith in Strangers, sort of movement away from this enmeshment of noise and techno and towards clarity and dialogue. So the idea in what I've been calling intricacy, I've used the word, that was my third time now. The idea of intricacy and communication and taking all these sounds together, in the case of Andy Stott, the claps, the voice, the moving sub-bass, and having them play with one another in a very explicit and out in the open way. Anyhow, I really do care for the new Andy Stott record. We're going to listen to Butterflies, which is the lead single from that album. Beautiful, beautiful track. And again, very, in this case, minimal. Very much about a certain kind of askew quality. Like he is trying to take a picture and just on the cusp of getting it into focus. And then we're going to hear a track from You, Me, Your Me. New album upcoming on 1080p from Vancouver, from producer Yusu and Scott Johnson Gailey, who for some reason, I think I might have some kind of mild dyslexia. I kept reading his name as Gallery. I thought there was some Scott Johnson Gallery and it was some kind of musical collaboration there. And there are other instances of this, but now we're getting autobiographical. And then after that, we're going to see how much time we have, but we have tracks from Violence, May She Smile, and Ozang Pistol, Drone, AJ Cornell, and Tim Darcy, and XYR. So let's see if we can get to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM presents the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair on Sunday, May 1st, at the Heritage Hall on 3102 Main Street. There are over 50,000 vinyl records on sale, with great deals on 45s, turntables, vintage audio, and much more. The fair also features thousands of vinyl records available by donation in support of CITR, Safe Amp, and Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. There'll also be a special feature of the vinyl spinning genius of the Knights of the Turntable. Discover rare gems and stock up on bargain classics at the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair. Go to vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Face the TV screen, time for the hate half hour.
Hate, 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 hate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Don't just hate radio, just love your radio.
I think this show is supposed to have a theme of some kind. I think a list of towers, state, empire, Lego building blocks. Really ought to keep notes for this. We just heard two tracks. We heard ILU, ostensibly I Love You, from You or Me, collaboration between producer Yusu and Scott Johnson Guiley. And the full tape is out very soon on 1080p, local electronic record label. Or tape label, or, you know, label, on the 29th, I believe. So stay tuned for that, or keep an eye out for that, because I think it sounds absolutely lovely. I'm very excited to hear the entire thing. For that, we heard Andy Stott, Butterflies. That was the second of the two Andy Stott tracks we've played today from new EP, Too Many Voices. And, again, lots of lovely minimalism interplayed there. And a sort of like searching melody, rhythm, implicit in there, in the fabric of the song, that kind of carries over into the development of I Love You. Maybe, I don't know. Fluttery little flourishes on that track as well. Butterflies, perhaps, who can say? Check out next month's Discorder for a rather excellent review of the album from You or Me as well, from Slavko Buseval, and new issue of Discorder out next month soon. Wow, it was really hard to get all those words out of my mouth. Okay, we have a lot of tracks to get through, so I don't know, I could labor the point and say some words about themes, this or another, but let's just get to it. We're going to listen to Violence's A Hierarchy on Principles, that's releasing on Non Records, based in South Africa, about sharing music from around the world, exciting experimental electronic music from mostly producers who are African in origin and who are in some way relating to the diaspora of African peoples across the world. Violence actually got a chance to see him play live about a year ago at the Biltmore Cabaret, opening for Mickey Blanco, and it was very intense, just screaming, pulling at his head, prostrating himself on the ground. We're going to listen to how that translates, maybe, into this audio recording. Then we're going to hear Maishi Smile and Zhang Pistol, I Want It That Way, a cover of the Backstreet Boys' I Want It That Way. Should I have said this? Should I? You know, I think I'd structured this somewhat out of the idea that we would just get into it, and then it would be interesting in and of itself. But, perhaps not. Sorry. Then we're going to listen to AJ Cornell and Tim Darcy. Tim Darcy, frontman of Ott, popular post-punk band from Montreal. listen album last year, and AJ Cornell, CKFU, former programming director, does a lot of production work themselves. And then we're going to hear XYR from the label Je ne sais Cosmique out of Montreal. Really, really lovely tones, ambient vibes on that label. And we're going to listen to the song Inner Tones, as a matter of fact. And we're probably not going to get through it all, so let's just start plugging things in, and then we'll see what happens. All right. If I don't get a chance to talk to you again, thank you for listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live out of CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. Sorry, having a bit of problems with the CD player at the moment, so we're just gonna plug in this little PSA, and I encourage you all, while this deck beat titled Drunken Female Robot plays, I encourage you to think about the myriad themes which we approach today, and how they relate to this or another, and all of that. And also Fred Schneider of the B-52s, we're gonna hear a bit of him, because, you know.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Class, shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
I am my own eventual paradise. And every day before leaving the house, scraping, molding, rebuilding that cosmetic sadness. Paradise, and every day before leaving the house, scraping, molding, rebuilding this my cosmetic sadness. Coat of paint is better than another day of feeling like you You did nothing at all. Scraping. Molding. Rebuilding.